USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has signed 10 executive orders so he can set up the national response to the coronavirus pandemic. He's calling it a national emergency and says it should be treated as one. He said the pandemic has killed more Americans than all of World War II.
400,000. This is a wartime undertaking.
He says he's shooting for boosting virus vaccinations and testing. He says he's setting up plans to reopen schools and businesses. He's also imposing a mask mandate for Americans when they travel. Biden says he wants to clarify expectations about the pandemic. He says it's going to take months to flatten the curve, and the pandemic will get worse before it gets better. Predictions say the death toll could reach 500,000 by next month. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Top infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci made his return to the White House briefing room.
Be completely transparent, open, and honest. If things go wrong, not point fingers, but to correct them, and to make everything we do be based on science and evidence. I mean, that was literally a conversation I had 15 minutes ago with the president.
Earlier in the day, Fauci met with the leaders of the World Health Organization after President Biden ordered the U.S. to rejoin the WHO. Forecasters say that a small dose of Arctic air will be turned loose on the northeastern U.S. and part of the Midwest into the weekend and will continue to produce lake-effect snow and snow showers in the regions. As the cold air advances, blustery conditions will ravage from the Great Lakes region through much of the Northeast into Saturday. Heavy bursts of snow are anticipated in New England over the weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A powerful magnitude 7.0 earthquake shook an island in the southern Philippines. The quake hit near Jose Abad Santos, about 200 miles southeast of Davao City on the island of Mindanao. There were no reports of major damage or a tsunami. An economist who worked for former President Reagan is speaking out on the proposed economy for President Biden. USA's Tim Berg reports.
Last week, then-President-elect Joe Biden introduced a $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. Now, President Joe Biden would like that plan passed in the first 100 days of his presidency. The plan includes $20 billion for a national vaccination program, $1,400 stimulus checks, and raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Regarding Joe Biden's economic policy, former Reagan economist Art Laffer tells Fox Business,
I thought Clinton was a great president and good on economics, and I thought he was terrific and still do. I think Biden has the potential of being as good as Clinton. Yeah, Biden has been in the Senate a long time. He gets along really well with the Republicans in the Senate. He's done well. He's been moderate. You know that Joe Biden voted for the 86 Tax Act and touted its attributes really highly. So Biden, I don't think, has a chip on his shoulder. And I think he can do a great job.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.